Polikoff. Live here. Harold Benji. Okay. Zev. Monty. Here. Izzy Steckler. Where is he moved to? Is it there? Good. Effie. Ellie. Ari. Jonathan. Evan Lowenstein. He's there. Michael Weiss. Andrew Markets. Shalom Weiss. Shlomo Balsam. Okay. Andrew Malka, Pinchas Friedman, and Nachum Butler, Ari Renoff, Yoni Kahn, okay, Ari Lebowitz, Eitan, Adam Shachar, Yana Tasevsky, Eric Stern, Mordechai Rothman, good, Darren Levin, Phil, Michael Rosenblum, Ernita Yosidivi, Ehud, Ehud Sassoon, Danny Schreiber, Benjamin Nelfwitner, Ari Gordon, Ovi, Michael Davis, Jonathan Wagner, Yossi Salmon, good, Benji Hooper, Daniel Reamer, is he still here? Daniel? Who's that? Daniel? Good. Joe Herschel of Weingarten. Michael Resnick. Natalie Fessel. Rafi Sholms in Israel. Aaron Lee. Yitzi Warren. Hello, Shimon. Daniel Gazin. Okay. Good. Let's look at the Heyman Bays. At Delaman Bays. Sorry, Delaman Bays. Last line on Delaman Bays. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan Dinimamnus Mishloisha. I always have a brisa. In hoya mumcha l'rabim dana afili yechidi. Som Rav Nachman ki goyin ana don dini mominis bi yechidi v'chein am Rav Chiyah ki goyin ana don dini mominis bi yechidi. So it's mashma that this is all lechachila. V'mhoya mumcha l'rabim don. It doesn't say v'im don dinoy din. V'mhoya mumcha l'rabim don afil yachidi. I'm Rav Nachman going on. Don dinoy mumcha yachidi. Rav Nachman is not saying it happened to me once, so I got stuck. But don dinoy mumcha yachidi. V'chein Rav Chiyah. The boy look going on. The gemirna v'severna v'nekidna v'shusa. Avoloina kit vishusa dine loidina. But even though this is phrased in the Bidi Abad, but Lachaira, it sounds like that we're talking Lachachila. So Gemara is Iboya is, right? Brisa. Then the comment of Rav Nachman, Rav Chiya. Then the Gemara wants to know, what was Rav Nachman adding Kigoyin Ana? What was the Chiddush of Kigoyin Ana? So the Gemara says, "Kigoyin ana the gamirna v'savirna." That's what the pshat is in mumcha l'rabim. What's a mumcha l'rabim? So mumcha is a certain amount of proficiency, and l'rabim is a certain amount of recognition. Right? Mumcha l'rabim. So the Gemara says, maybe it means that the proficiency, the mumchas, if it would be yachin mumcha, it would be asamach. Right, but it's mumcha l'rabim. So is that a certain proficiency? The gamirna v'savirna. So Rashi explains the gamirna v'savirna is gamirna I learn v'savirna and I can build on what I've learned already. Yodei ani lo sifuli ashev tamim mi daati. If it would just be gamirna, we'll discuss later on, that may not even be psakdin. If a Talmud says, I hear from my Rebbe, I saw in the Mishnah Berurah, I saw in the Kaf HaChayim, and just reports what they said, that might not be a psak. L'chor is not a psak. No. I just I have information for you. So the but v'nakidna means that yodeya nilo sifli yashem tamim midati. That's a psakir, it's a hayra. I'm being moist of something on my own. I'm evaluating whether that lima that I have from my rebbeim, does it apply to this particular case? I have to be moish of that, the exact thing which my Rebbe said, the exact line of the Mishnah Berurah doesn't fit this case. So I have to figure out, I have to be yashiv tamim, I have to figure out why my Rebbe said something, why he saw this in the Mishnah Berurah, and I have to be yashiv tamim, whether it applies to this particular situation. Or miyashiv tamim could be that I have a ha'orah from the Mishnah Berurah, a ha'orah from the Magen Avraham, they don't go together so well. No, not, so I have to be Yashiv Tamim to see which one I'm going to take, but that's already a hero. So the Gemirnos I learned Visavirno Yehidei Aniloi Sifli Yashiv Tamidaiti. What's L'Rabim? V'Nakidni Rishusa. And they have Rishus from the Resh Galusa. So Nikitas Rishus, we're going to discuss in two contexts. One is what's Nikitas Rishus in and of itself. We're going to discuss here to Hashem the idea of smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu and the idea of smicha bisman hazeh heter hayra. That's heyimad aleph and heyimad beis heter hayra. So here to Hashem will learn daf yud gimel to discuss what smicha is, the original smicha, because that's the one piece that's missing in our learning right now. As we did the dayan zel chavolis. We did Elohim Elohim, but we haven't really defined what smicha is. We've sort of been dancing around it. And it would impact a little bit of the lambda so far. So we sort of left that to the side. So that will have to do probably either next week or after Yom Tov. We'll see. So that's the sugi of smicha and heter ira. So, and now the Gemara adds in a third issue. It's not called Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not called Rishus Hayra, it's called Rishus HaMiresh Galusa. The second context that we have to discuss this in is in Petur Tashlumen. Right, this has been a red herring in Petur Tashlumen. So we had a line about Petur Tashlumen, Beis and Beis Gomad Aleph, and Rashi and Beis and Beis mentioned this idea of having Rishus from the Resh, or maybe Gomad Aleph, having Rishus from Kevan de Birshus Rabbonin Kanachte, Havel Hukim Mumchin. We haven't really figured it out because that's you have to know what Mumchin is and you have to understand why that should give a release of Tashlumin. So we'll revisit this idea in those two contexts, Bez Hashem. We get either next week or one next week or one probably the week after Yom Kippur. So we're putting this on the side right now. Iboil going on the gemirin v'severin of the nakid v'shusa, v'loy nakid v'shusa, dine loy dina. Then the din would not be chal. Oidil ma'afogav the loy nakid v'shusa dine dina. Now, this is when we spoke about when Rav Nachman said going ano. What was the point of going ano? Was going ano to say Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman was the greatest dayan in his door. We have many, many, probably, if I can't say with certainty, but Rav Nachman appears probably more than any other Amora in the Dayan context. It would be interesting to see whether Rav Nachman himself appears more often as a Dayan than some as a Baal HaShita. I don't know. But probably, I would think that of all the various dinim which take place, so Rav Nachman is continuously referred to as we talk about the case that came to Rav Nachman. So he was certainly a mumcha l'rabim. What's the point of saying going ano? So Gemara says that he have is that to teach us Nikitas Rishus, and that Nikit, and now what's riding on this is whether the din is chal or not. So that's a little bit of a change in the way the sugya was talking. The sugya was talking mechadchila. So now he boil look going on at the gemirah sin of his kinim shusa of a loy nagim shusa. dine lav dina. Ideal mafagavli nakavishusa dine dina. Sort of a little bit of a switch, because the Gemara began by saying dana fil yachidi. That's the charchila. So the Gemara resolves this toshma the marzut riberei the Rav Nachman don dina v'ta'a. Also the kami the Rav Yosef. Omalei im kiblucha alayu lotish aleim v'im loy zil shlim. Right? So shema mino kilei nokit rishusa dine dina. Marzut Rebbe of Nachman, who was known, did not have the Meshus from the Resh Galusa to Paschim. Didn't have Svicha, didn't, he probably had Heter Heira, but didn't have Meshus to Paschim. So now he made a mistake. So the Gemara, the assumptions of the Gemara are that if he had made a mistake and the din would not be a din, it wouldn't be, so then there's a very easy resolution. He didn't really pass in a din that couldn't be chayzer. He made a mistake. Let it be chayzer. Dini lav dina. It was up to the balei dinim. He wasn't really giving a din. He was giving an etza. So the balei dinim, when they executed Nachman's sons, Marzutra's etza, so that would not hold Marzutra Chayiv, responsible. So Rav Yosef says that your din is a din. You can't be choiz, you can't back off and say that you didn't really paskin over here, you just gave an Eitzah Tova, and they were the ones who executed your din and you're not Chayiv. Can't do that. Your din is a din. Now the question is, are you chayv to shlumen? So that depends on how they were mekabel you. Machleik is Rashi Tosis. Whether they were according to Rashi, they were mekabel for pshara, for toz, with mekabel beyond dini Torah, should say, and Tosis, whether it was bal korchi or kabol. Alright, so I'll have to get back to that. About chayv to shlumen. I don't think that, I think we can understand without that nekuda, because the point of the last piece was only to determine whether the din is without Nikita's Rishus. Now what's Pshatin Kigoin Ana? What was Rav Nachman adding to the Braisa? Kigoin Ana don dine mominus bi yechidi. So apparently all you need is Gemirna v'sevirna and you don't require Nikita's Rishus. Correct? Is that correct? Omer Rav Nachman Kigoin Ana. Iboyeluhu. They wanted to know, what did Rav Nachman add? So did Rav Nachman say that the pshat and mumchel rabim is severna gemirna severna and rishus, and the Gemara says no, because even without rishus the din would be chal. So when we say imayu mumchel rabim, it's gemirna v'severna, and apparently the rabim is the recognition of the gemirna v'severna. The Rabbim is not a new din of the Kitas Rishos. How do I know he's Gemirna or Severna? So is the Rabbim understand that? So if the Rabbim accepted him as being a mumcha in Dayanos, so then he can paskin Yechidi Lechad Chila. Correct? That's what the Sugi says? Don Afilu Yechidi Lechad Chila, Rav Nachman Gein Ana, which I'm Gemirna V'Severna. And apparently the Gemara says that if Nikita's Rishus would have been an issue, then it would have been an issue even with the Ovan. But once Nikita's Rishus is not an issue B'chlal, so then Gemirna V'Severna is not only a Din with the Ovan, but Din Lechad Chila as well. That's all the way to the Sugya. That it works together. Correct? What do we do with Alti Don Yechidi and Mishan Avos? The Tosfos says Eitz Tova Kamashula. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Don Yechidi. That's an Eitz Tova. Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is the Eitz Tova. Right? Eitz Tova is an Eitz Tova from Chazal is not some good advice. An Eitz Tova from Chazal is almost Mechayiv. So Rav Nachman didn't follow Yitzhak over here. Okay. What was that?
It seems
we have
all the people saying
to go on, so apparently it was like any Eitz HaTov of Chazal, that it must be some Shas HaTchak or something. There must be some Shas HaTchak. Either he couldn't get Tayyarim to join him for some reason, or maybe he felt that if Tayyarim would join him with Nachman, they would be silent Tayyarim anyways. I don't know. That's to speculate, but the answer is yes. Then even though it's an Eitz HaTov, that's the point of an Eitz HaTov, that it's Kimat Mechayim, but it's not Mechayim. Where do we have Eitz HaTov? In the very first Omen of Psuvus, no? The bottom toast is the first Omen of Psuvus. And then also Eitz HaTova about when to get married, Simon Brocha. Yeah. Who was that? Right. Also not Ladina. So I found I have to find this, it looks up again. Rav Moshe has in his the Darash Moshe at the end of either in Matos or Masai, I think in Masai, when the Shvatim come to Moshe Rabbeinu to settle in Ivra Yarden. I have to look it up again. So Moshe over there has a Makor de Raisa for an Eitzah. I'll look it up for you. Remember last time you learned Ksuba, I couldn't remember where I'd seen this. There's a Makor that Eitzah from Chazal is not Stam Piputa. The Chazal Eitzah, there's a Makor where Moshe says that there's a Makor in the Torah where Kadosh Baruch Hu gives an Eitzah. Maybe it's to live in the other side of the Yarden. Then I'll look it up. So that's, so we'll come back to this. Now, so what do we have in the sugya so far? So Rashi says, "Don afilu yechidi," right? "Tichsiv v'tzedek tishpor amisev v'tzedek tishpor amisech." Because sava ein kan irav parshas. So Rashi has identified that this sugya is whose sugya? No, Ravacha Beidu Ravika, right? So Ravacha Beidu Ravika, so the machleik is Ravacha Beidu Ravika, and Rabbi Avo is the machleik is Tanom according to Rashi. Correct? This brisa. We learned at Tosefta that on Gimel Amud Beis, in a moment the Shleisha Rabbi Yomer Chamisha, no one's willing to entertain Yochid. Right? We have a Brisa on Dalet Amud Beis that says Yochid Mumche LeRabim Don Afilu Yechidi. So Rashi identifies that Rabbi Yavo's understanding of the Mishnah is the Brisa on Gilam Beis, correct? And Rav Acha Beidu Ravika's understanding of the Mishnah is the Brisa on Dalam Beis. So far, so good? Okay, let's hold on for a minute. So that's what we pointed out. We at this point, we don't know whether it's exactly Rav Acha Beidu Ravika, whether it's a shade of a difference. But the idea of whether midin de raisa can a yachid paskin, so that is a machlokes tanoim now, and Rabbi Yavo and Racha Beidu Ravika is a machlokes tanoim. Alright, so what Aaron has said, and many of you pointed out when I first mentioned this, that maybe Racha Beidu Ravika and this raisa are a little bit different. Okay, we'll discuss that in a few minutes. But that's Rashi's Mahalach. So now we have the Brisa on Heyomid Beis, not the Brisa, sorry, the Maimer of Shmuel and Heyomid Beis, Gufa, Heyomid Beis, just to want to arrange all the sugyas. 12 lines at the bottom, Gufa, we said this already in Dilma with Aleph, Omar Shmuel, Shnayim Shedonu Dineyem Din, Ela shenikra beiz din chotzuf. So Gemara says, Yosef Rav Nachman v'ko'omar lo shmaitza. Eisvei rovel Rav Nachman, afilu shnayim v'zakin o shnayim mechayven. So Rav Nachman the one that said Kigoin Anom. So he was recording Shmuel's din of Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din, right? So that is consistent, correct? As opposed to Rabbi Yavo, who said L'chulei Alma Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dineim Din L'divrei Hakol on Beizim and Beis. So the Gemara, the Machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Avohu, according to Rashi, is a Machlekes Tanoim. Correct? That's what we had on Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says, Mai Beinayu, Mai Ika Bein Rovel Ravacha Brein, the Ravika Ika Beinayu, the Rishmuel, Shnaim Shedonu, the name Din, El Shnikro Beisim Chotsuf, the Rovel Leslie Shmuel, so according to Rashi, the Gemara has already identified it's this machlokes Rav Rachman and Ravika, machlokes Tanoim, and now the Gemara has already identified that it became a later machlokes on Meiram as well. So according to Rashi, you have two very distinct, call them camps or schools, that pervaded for many, many doros. Right, Vayter and Hayam and Beis. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, "Afilu Shnayim Mizakin, Shnayim Mechayvin, Ve'echad Oiver Any Day." And mission later on, Yisifu Adayonim, Ve'isal Havik Yishnayim Shedanush. So why do we have to be Moisif Dayonim? To say Mutter, to say Mizake. Once Any Day, no. So I have a Beisin, and I have an Any Day, so I still have Shnayim Shedanu. So why can't I just pass the Mishnayim Shedonu? So the Gemara says no. And Rav is the back to the Mishnah says no, you have to add on a third. That means that Shnayim Shedonu ain't Dinayim Din. So he says, Shani Yosem de Meikra Adayt Tlosi Yisive. Ochalav Adayt Tlosi Yisive. The Baal Edinim wanted a Vezin of Sholesh. So Vezin of Sholesh means that you can't have any Adaya. Ezer of Shimon Gamlil Oymer Adin Vishleish of Shara Bishnayim. A brisa which said, "Hadin b'shloisha, yafikar pshurim kechadin, sheshnayim shedonu baleidinim yecholin lachzor ben, ushnayim shosub shora ein baleidinim yecholin lachzor ben." So what do we have? A brisa which goes against Shmuel, because shnayim shedonu the din is choizer. So Gemara and Vav and Aleph b'chitay mepligi Ravon and later Shem Gamliel, the Amar Rabbi Yavo. Shnaim Shedonu Ledivri Arkol Ein Dineim Din. So Rabbi Yavo holds that the Gemara says maybe you'll say it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Right? That's good. Right? So according to Rashi, the Gemara should say yeah. It's a Machloikis Tanoim. Shmuel is the Braisa that we learned over here. And this Braisa Shnaim, this from Shem Gamliel is the Braisa on Gilom and Beis. Right? And the Gemara should say, you should finish off and say, yes, the Machlegis Tandoim, and Rabbi Yavo happens to Paschim like the Braisa on Gilom and Beis, and Shmuel Paschim like the Braisa on Dalom and Beis. Correct? The Gemara says, "V'chi teima pligi rabbanu lishum gamliel." So Amar Rabbi Yavo, "Shnayim shedonu to be our kolin dinayim din." So the Gemara says, "Gavra agavra koromis." Rabbi Yavo Rashi, Rabbi Yavo adish Shmuel. Shmuel sover pligi rabbanu later lishum gamliel, and Rabbi Yavo says no. Okay, so one final twist over here that Shmuel learned the sugya the way we've learned it so far. Correct? Shmuel learned as a machlokes tanoim. And Shmuel was paskening that Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din. Right? And Rava may go with Shmuel. Certainly according to Rashi. And Rachman and Avika was going with Rabbanim. Against Rishim Gamliel. Correct? However, Rabbi Yavohu, his lashon was l'chdivri akol ein dinayim din. So Rabbi Yavohu was arguing with Shmuel that there is no such machlokes tanoim. Correct? So that's Tosfos Kash against Rashi. Because according to Rashi, how could Rabbi Yavol say no such machlokes tanoim? Vayter involvement Aleph, Gufa, Omer Ravo, Shnaim Shadonu Dinimom is the Divri Akol, Ein, Dineyem Din. So Ace for the Eskakasha, and the Mataris, and Akimta, in that case, they were Mekabel. So the Gemara concludes, Rabbi Yavol holds, no Machlaikas, Shmuel holds, there is a Machlaikas, and Rabbi Yavol holds, no Machlaikas. So, Taisus opens up, Vimhoye Mumchel Rabim, Pirish Akuntus, and Haman Aleph. The Siv, it says, Kisover, Ein Ira Parshis, Siv Khan Vikosh, it didn't King Tikshali, Ach Vice, Rabbi Yavol, the Mishnaim Shadon, when he named in, the Divri Akoil, that's Taisus Kasha. Why didn't we present this Vice at Rabbi Yavol? Void Kosh, the Mashmash Akuntus, the Domand is Ira Parshis, Ein Yochol Lodun Yachidi, Barav Yosef Svirle Pirkei Megarish, the Beidos Val Voice of Din Shichusayu. And according to Tosfos, Shlichusayu means Olma Isle Yir Parshis. The Shlichusayu means that the basic requirement is three Dayanim. Three Dayanim means three Yir Parshis. If I would not hold of Shlichusayu, I may not require Parshis. But if I need Shlichusayu for Hagdois Val Vois, it must be that within the Raisa, I need three Momchim. So I must hold the Vira Parshas. Rav Yosef holds the Vira Parshas. Vilochi Besomach, Rav Yosef is the one to whom Marzutra Berei, the Rav Nachman, went. And Rav Yosef didn't say, what are you doing? Being done Yechidi. Who ever heard of such a thing? He holds the Vira Parshias. V'afiluachi mashma sonach v'yudin the Marzuta, this slave of Yosef, yachid mumchid dona fili yachidi. No, that's such a strong kasha. Why not? No? Right, there'd be one teretz, but even Tezus Shitase, why is it not such a strong kasha? No? According to Rashi, no, Aaron? Then, Chaim, no. Rav Yosef may just be telling Marzutra what to do, Lishitaso. Marzutra comes in and says, I was on Yechidi. So Rav Yosef could have said, we don't do that, right? But Rav Yosef, according to Rashi, Rav Yosef recognizes him, Choykes Tanoim, right? So Mazud had a right to pass on other Tanoim, so Yosef was saying, Lishitascha, this is the din. That probably Rashi could answer easily. The old Mitzikomar v'somoch avalei nokid v'shus adini labdina mashman nesovah kerovo. Why is that kerovo? If he didn't take v'shus, avalei nokid v'shusa, right, he apparently tasted a different girsa than our girsa. Tosfos said that Rav Yosef ends up by saying that the oven is no good without the kitas reshus. That filuachi yochid mumchid don, the lishmul afilu yochish in a mumchid dinay din, the lav davkin no kach shmul shnayim kmei shefarish lekamiv zeshem. V'deichel lefarish dinay lav din lecherchila. Lachach nirali. What's the strongest kasha that Tosfos has against Rashi? Rabbi Yavol. According to Rashi, you have a three-generation, a four-generation, multi-generation machlokes. So when the Gemara comes to Revo, why did the Gemara say to Revo, you're going against Tanoim? Or to rephrase the question, it says himself, I think there's involvement Aleph, when the Gemara asks Rabbi Yavo, when the Gemara asks in Rabbi Yavo, but when the Gemara says, maybe I have a machlokes Tanoim, if a yochid can paskin, the Gemara according to Rashi said, but Rabbi Yavol says not so. L'divri akol. So according to Rashi, the Gemara should have said, no, L'divri HaKol means, L'divri HaKol doesn't have to mean every single Shita. L'divri HaKol means everybody holds that, B'di'ovad, three Yejaitis are good enough. But the fact that the Gemara didn't go that route shows that apparently Rabbi Yavol cannot tolerate, so to speak, his Shita can tolerate a Shita's Tanam will say that a Shita's right, a Shita's Tanam will say that Yochid Mumchem Dine Lavdin, and therefore according to Tosfos there's no reason that we have to identify this line as being a Tana who will say that a Yochid Mumch is good Midei Raisa. Right? That's Tosfos' problem with Rashi. According to Rashi, if a Tana who says Yochid Mumch is good Midei Raisa, Rabbi Yavol said L'divri HaKol, a Yochid Mumch is not good Midei Raisa. And the Gemara never raised this as a Kasha. Right? What's the maskana involved with Aleph? That's a machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yavol. Shmuel holds there is a machlekes Tanaim, and Rabbi Yavol holds there is no machlekes Tanaim. The sugya on Gimel Amud Aleph must be Shmuel sugya. So Rashi could also say that Dalet Amud Beis, Hevet Aleph, is Shmuel Sugya. Right? So that's Rashi Shita. So far so good? Right? So far it's... Should be clear? Machlekes on Beis Amud Beis, that should be a bow. Beis Amud Beis presents the Shitas Tanoim that you require three Mumchen, Deiraisa, even for Yidos Valvois, and Chazal Vermekel to allow three Ejoites, Shalaitin Aldelas. Gilmul Amun Allah, for Rachman Riklin, Shrat in the Mishnah, that Midin Deiraisa, Yochid, Gomir is good enough, that the Rabbanon, in order not to have, Yeshve Karanais, three Ejoites. What's the source of each Shita that identifies on Gimel and Aleph that they'll argue about Shmuel's din, whether Shnaim Shadonu Dinay Din or not? According to Beis and Beis, Rabbi Avo, Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dinayim Din, there's no place for it. Not many Raisa, not many Rabbanon. Kon Yerach HaVeirika, Shnaim Shadonu, Dinei Din, Minei Raisa. El Nikir Bezen Chotzev, Rashi's Lashon, She'ovra Takonat Rabbanon. Takonat Rabbanon, that Shelo Yehei, Takonat Rabbanon, probably the Mishnah in Ovois, Alti Don Yechidi. So now, the Gemara takes us one step further back. According to Rabbah, we finished. According to Rabbah, there is no Shitas Tanoim that says anything but three day Raisa, three day Yonim. And according to Shmuel, the Machleik is Tanoim, whether you need three or whether one is good day Raisa, Machleik is Tanoim, that if you hold three are good day Raisa, so then there would be a three would be good day Raisa. There's no mention of Yochid Mumchem B'Chalal, but if you hold that one is good day Raisa, so if you hold that one is good day Raisa, Chazal made a din you should only have three, correct? So according to Rashi, coming back to Aaron's question now, So now, according to Rashi, what is the Bryson or Yamum Chol Rabin? Is that the same thing as a Racha Brei de Ravika's Chad de Gomer? So Aaron is saying, no. Yochin Mum Chol, not the same as Chad de Gomer. So what's the Teretz? Is it a different din de Raisa? Not Lav Davka. It could be a din that it could be that according to Racha Brei de Ravika, Yosef, one is good day Raisa, and a Yosef Chazal made a takona that you have to have three, right? So this Raisa could be saying that Midirabbanon, a Yochid Mumcha L'Rabim, would be acceptable. Shnaim Shedonu, is it based in Chotzov? Because then when it gets to the Rabbanon to have three. But let's say amongst the Shnaim Shadonu was one that was a Mum Chol Rabim, maybe that'd be okay with the Rabbanon. Alti Don Yechidi is when you're not is in the Din the Rabbanon level. Alti Don Yechidi, the Raisi can be Don Yechidi. With the Rabbanon you can't be Don Yechidi. That's the Takana the Rabbanon of Shmuel. Again, no. Chazal made a takona that a person shouldn't be done yechidi. Why? Because of the yesh v'karanos. Right? So Shmuel says, and if the basin went against that din, they were over at the rabbanon. But the name din. Correct? Now our braisa may be saying that, but a mumchul or rabbin was allowed. Why? We see Rav Nachman did it. Rav Nachman was after the chashash of Yesh v'Kronos. So this raisa, that could be why he says Yochin Rabbin, because it's Midir Raisa is acceptable, and Midir Rabbanon, a Yochin Mumcha, satisfied the requirements of the Din Rabbanon that Shmuel records, and that Rav Chodriki records. What about the Mishan Ovois? Al Tidon Yechidi. So Al Tidon Yechidi could be one of several options. Eitha Tova. Al Tidon Yechidi could be a way of rephrasing the Din de Rabbanon that Rachav Iko records. Or Al Tidon Yechidi could be with the exception of Mumchul Rabbim. They have numerous approaches for Rashi. Alright? How about Tosfos? What's Tosfos Shita? No. L'chach nirali, the filo man, the boy, shloishim mumchin, the reisa, takanta de rabbonani, the yochin mumchul rabbin, don afilo yechidi. What does Tosfos have to accomplish? He has to make this reisa a Rabbi Yavol reisa. Right, because the strongest kasha that Tosfos has is that this brice has to be ledivri akol. Rabbi Yavo says that ledivri akol shnaim shedano ain di named in ledivri akol the zera parshias. Rabbi Yosef holds the zera parshias. Yosef holds this gemara. So how can you make this gemara a das a divri akol? How you talking? Can't be a Divri Akol. So Rashi ignores the Divri Akol of Rabbi Yavol. And I should say ignores. Rashi tells the way till Vav Amud Aleph, you see Rabbi Yavol, he himself holds Divri Akol. He's Chelek and Shut. That's the Machloikas. Whether there is a Shitas Tanam. This is Shmuel's Gemara. Rabbi Yavol didn't have this Brisa. But Tosfos insists that this must be the Divri Akol. So therefore Tosfos says this must be a Din de Rabbanon. A Din de Rabbanon. So what do we just say? That means Rabbi Yavohu, who holds him in a Raisa, you have three Dayanim, right? And in a Raisa, Shnaim Shadon, the way Dinayim did, the Divri Akol. So when the Rabbanon came along, and started loosening up on the Dinim de Raisa. So they loosened up in two ways. One is they dropped the requirement of Mumchim for Haidois Valvois, and the others, they dropped the requirement of three for Eidois and Alois. Right? And that's what the Yavrimo says, that that's what... No. Says that that was a kasha for Rashi. Rashi couldn't learn pshat that Chazal would have to loosen up in two ways. What was the point? Shaloi tinal dels of Leilovin. So you have to. So you make one tikkun. Drop the requirement of smicha, but drop the requirement of smicha and drop the requirement of a basin. And make it into a yachid mumchel rav. Why do you need so many takonas? So that's what you can even ask a little bit further. Why would our Mishnah only record one takona for aesthetics? Why did he mumchel b'shloisha? According to Rav Ol, that's recording it in the Rabbanon, the tikkun for kedei shulchan aruch if they love in. So why only record one? Record both. That's Tosfos Teretz. Oh, l'chach nirali. The afilu man the boy shosh mumchim and they rise the kind of the rabbani the yachid mumch lebam the nefin yechidi vashnu of the kamer dinei ladina lava can go in the rab nachman goy the yusuf look at shmuel the kamer shosh dinei ladina din ela can go in under the rabchiya goy. It becomes very very strange that the gemara is only asking going to rabchiya not going to rab nachman. The less later shmuel lai pirusha the baruch le kamer le revo we done as a din on the avi mosli shnuye the marbi yachid mumch lebam umil kosha. So then he says, and Vav Med Aleph, the Gemara could have taka answered that when they asked Kasha, Rabbi Vav, how you talking? That. How you talking that Shnaim Shidonu Dineim Din? Rabbi Yavo could have said this is Taked in the Rabbanon. So it's also Dechik according to Tosfos. Elamai says one Kasha is a big problem, and that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That's Mashma that a Mumchil Rabbin can be done Yechidi, because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about Kabbalah's Eiduk Achodesh Yechidi. The Gemara talks about a mumchel rabbin. It's a tremendous raya for Rashi that there is such a thing as a based in a vechon. And the Gemara says the problem is because there's nobody to mekabel the edus. So Taisa ends off by saying the yeshlam the hasan parach umeshani leman do amel leel devar teira chad nami kosher. That Gemara is the only Gemara that will go along with Vitzedek Tishvud Amisecha. So there'll be one Gemara in Gemara Aleph and one Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So exactly what Tosfos accomplished is very difficult to understand. With a little difficulty in Rashi, although you should have Rosh Hashanah attack Rashi. You had Ramon, and the Ran, and the Meiri, they're all on Tosfos aside. That if Hoyim Mumchel Rabbim Donif Nechiri can only be a Dinder Rabbanim, not a Dinder Raisim. All right. So Hayyitzim Mizeh. Then the next Tosfos, getting late. Next Tosfos is defining what Mumchel Rabbim is. And Donif Nechiri, whether you can do Kfi or not. And then Kigoyin Ana, what to do with the mission of us. Right now, look at it says it's done a fil yachidi. V'yochol l'cholfes ha'odna bal karchoi de'ibed kibley luye afilu she'inu mumchen nami u'mikan de'stam sholosh yecholin l'donis ha'odna bal karchoi k'she'inu reitzel v'ol ha'bezen ha'shloisha b'mkoim yachid mumche kaime. What did Tosfos just say? Shloisha b'mkoim yachid mumche kaime. So in other words, which takana came first? At least logically, which takana came first? Yachin Mumcha. So according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yavo's understanding in Beis Din and Beis was that Chazal first released the requirement of a Beis Din. And once they released the requirement of a Beis Din, then they, in addition, allowed three that were not Mumcha. Right? So that answers the kasha, the defense of Rashi. The defense of Rashi is, why should Bavo record? Why shouldn't he record? Why should Chazal make two takonas? So Tosfos says there were two takonas. It was one takona. And that is Yochid Mumcha. But if Yochid Mumcha is good, certainly through that smich is also good. Sal Hainuach. To be Dayanim She'enim Smuchim is a Chumra and Yochid Mumcha. Din Imamnes B'Shloisha is in fact saying Yochid Mumcha L'Rav is good. And three Dayanim is in place of a Yochid Mumcha. So as it says, that's why I wasn't bothered by Rashi's Kasha. So let's just finish up with what comes out of the Machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. How they differ, so that we explain, you'll go through it and put the different pieces, the jigsaw puzzle. Put the different pieces together. According to Rashi, two separate Mahalchim, going back to Tanoim. According to Tosfos, Machlokes Shmuel Rabbi Yavo, if in fact there are two separate schools or not. But according to Rabbi Yavo, according to Rashi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. But according to Tosfos, everybody can hold. According to Tosfos, Rav Shitas hold that you require three Dayanim for all Dinei Torah. There's a Das Yochid Rachel and Rika which popped to begin Rosh Hashanah, but a Yochid Mumcha is acceptable. But it's basically dismissed from the Sugya as we see in Vav Mem Aleph, as we evolve a statement of Divrei HaKol, Ella that according to Rabbi Yavohu, there is the Din de Rabbanan moved from three Mumchim down to a Yochid Mumcha. As opposed from a Beis Din of three to a Beis Din of three that are not smuchim. According to Rashi, both shitas are maintained in the Gemara till the Vav, and according to Tosfos, the overwhelming shita is Rabbi Yavo. So you can imagine when we're going on to figure out how to paskin the sugyas, Tosfos are going to have an easy time. That the Chachmei Ashkenaz, for the most part, will have an easy time assuming that we should go with Rabbi Yavo's shita. That is the central shita in the Gemara. Maybe some Talmidim of Rashi will still want to hold on to Rav Achmei Rebika. That's the next step. Right? But what comes out of this, of the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, if you had to formulate the Machlokes, what does Rashi seem that he does not want to accept? What's the point of departure of Rashi and Tosfos? In learning the text, so we can see the strength and weakness when you get to that vote. Go ahead. Right? Good. So correct, and therefore what comes out? What will Rashi find unacceptable, and Tosfos finds readily acceptable? Correct. In other words, once Rashi sees if a yomumchel erav and afilu yachidi, if there's such a thing as a yochid paskening, so Rashi says that is only tenable according to Shita of Achmei Rebika. But if you hold like a revo shnaim shedonu ein dineyim din, so yochid mumcha has no place. It doesn't. And the Raisa doesn't have a place. and Rashi will not even accept the Rabbanan as a place. Again, in terms of how they arrived at their position, so that was the first 40 minutes. And as Rafi said correctly, that may be, at this point, is highly speculative. Exactly which Amora, whether Rashi or Tosfos prefer this Akimta or that Akimta, we're not going to be able to figure anything out. That's going to be speculative. We know that, in terms of learning the Suyas, Sir Rashi found that Vavman Aleph was better negotiated by saying a Machlek Sanam all the way through, and Tosfos was better negotiated by saying that Rabbi Avohu would not hold a Machlek Sanam. So Sir Rashi is correct in saying that there must be some concern over here as to how to learn a Divrei Hakol. Of which kind of a kimta is better. Highly speculative, but that's correct. That's we're not going to hammer it down. Maybe if you do a search and list all the Divrei Hakol and Shas and all the comments of Rashi, maybe we'll come up with a sheet. I don't know. But what we are able to proceed with some degree of certainty, this will take us 2 more minutes, is that according to Rashi, there is no room for a Yochid Mumcha in Rabbi Avohu Shita. It doesn't exist. When you see a Yochid Paskening, so according to Rashi, that's got to be Ravacha Beder Vika. So the first line in Hevar Aleph is Afil Yechidi, it's got to be B'tadish B'Misecha. According to Rashi, it doesn't exist on the Deiraisa level, and will only exist on the Drabonah level if they're Makabel. In Makabel, you call anything you want. But as a Dayan, has no place according to Ravacha Beder Vika. According to Rabbi Avohu, and according to Ravacha Beder Ravika, so Yochid Mumcha exists on the Deiraisa level. It was taken away on the Rabbanon level. And even on the Rabbanon level, Shnayim Shadonu Dinayim Din, even Chazam, when they took it away, they didn't take it away that the Din wasn't Chal. Right? So if we go further, so we see that according to Rashi, Rashi's understanding of Rabbi Avohu is there is no place for Yochid. And Tosfos' understanding of Rabbi Avohu was that was the Rabbanon of first choice to span the concept of Sholosh. Second was, well, give me Sholosh or not Mumchen. Alright? So it's very possible that Rashi would take this approach because when we learned Dalet Amud Beis and we learned the Yesod of a Bezin of Sholosh in Gzeilus V'Chavolos, so we raised the question based on the Lashon Yad Ramon Meiri whether the Ein Bezin Shokol was an overarching din deiraisa which became part of the limud, or whether it was a tanai deiraisa which finished off the din and brought us the number of three. So, if you look at the Rashi's, Dibra Maschel Zakenim on Gimel and Beis, the ain based in shogol stands the Canaan based in a mashma. So Rashi's learning what we attributed to the Yad Ramah, I believe. Rashi's learning that ain based in shogol was an overarching principle that you require Natiya, and therefore it was always assumed there's going to be an odd number, and therefore if once you prove that you have two, Mimele you have three. So Elohim Elohim means three. Mimela, according to Rashi, there is no room for a Yochid Mumcha. Because according to Rabbi Avohu, there's Ira of Parshas, and the same thing that you have for Gezel V'Chavos, you have for Yidos V'Alvois. However, if you learn that the Torah defined Elohim Elohim required two, and then there's a Tanai we have to satisfy of finding a Rove, So then there would be place within the formulation, the way the Torah formulated its own din for a yachid. There's no place on the deraisa level. But it's conceivable the Chazal, when they structure a beis din, a din derabbanan, that they would release one of the tanoi beis din. Conceivable. So it could be, now, this is not by no means bal korcha, because the fact is that the Yad Raman and the Meiri both seem to be in Tosfos' corner. But at least we could see how, so not saying it's mukhrach, but you could see why Rashi, he goes with the Rashi, and the Rashi on Kideshi Gomer Adin B'Sholesh. So he imposed there also the din of Sholesh, which, like, the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah that we looked at on Sunday, that Pinchas pointed out, so that once you see the Yad Ramah, you can see it in the Rashi's on Gimel and Beis as well. So that might be where Rashi and Tosfos are stemming from. Okay? We'll stop here. Tomorrow, I'd like to do tomorrow the following. I'd like to finish up the Sugya by looking at the Rambams. So please look at the Rushes, primarily Simon Gimel, but look at, if you have time, at the Aleph and Base as well, and see what's relevant for us. And then look at all the Rambams of, I'll try to have it printed up for you, but it's easy to find. Look at all the Rambams of Shloisha, of Yachid Mumch, all the Rambams on Base, Mimbase, Mimbase, Aleph, Hebe Base, Shmuel, and so on and so forth. There's a famous Kash in the Ram over here, which I think Ray Lamb touched upon in his shir, so we'll look at it together. So we'll probably look at the Rambam tomorrow.